The risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. All information, publications, and material used and distributed by Advanced Trading Incorporated shall be construed as solicitation. ATI does not maintain an independent research department as defined in CFTC Regulation 1.71. Information obtained from third-party sources is believed to be reliable, but its accuracy is not guaranteed by Advanced Trading Incorporated. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results.
Good morning. Welcome to ATI Pro Media Laptop Edition, coming to you live from Nashville. Can you guys hear me? Give me a thumbs up. I see you. You hear me. Welcome. I am down just in Music Row. We're going over to fill in at RFD TV this week. We got a couple surprises for you. I think you'll be pretty happy to hear. We have some headlines today, of course, all the rage of interest rates. Yesterday, we talked about on the show about Jamie Dimon comments, and now I'm starting to see it hit the media. Remember, we told you about that yesterday. But what's it mean to you? What's that mean? 10-year notes currently at 440. Doesn't look like it's going down. I'll be talking about that this afternoon on the Cow Guy. We had some other news, but overall it was pretty quiet. I have to say, between the Eclipse and the Purdue game, didn't go out so well on that. I'm sure Connor will have something to say about that. But the best team won, definitely there. Other news and headlines is we're keeping an eye on crude oil. All eyes on gold. I can't explain to you for all the reasons why gold's up. Cattle have calmed down. That's good to see for the cattleman and rancher out there that the cattle prices, cattle are rallying. A little calm coming to that market. So grains are weak. And other than that, this may be a short show. Not every day is action-packed. We get up early, start digesting the news. We'll tell you what's happening today, and then we'll film some premium content. We'll get that out to you, and then I'll go over to RFD and do Cow Guy Close. All right. Connor B., welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. Whoa, is that Tommy Grisafi or is that an eclipse? I'm going to have to put my glasses on.
Oh, my God. I just want to tell you and Brady, when I was in an Uber from the airplane to the hotel, I listened to yesterday's show, and I heard you guys teasing me, and it's recorded, so you could be in trouble. We'll run that by compliance, and then we have a hurt feelings department, too, at work that sometimes you can file a claim there, too. All right, so my feelings, most of all, officer, what was hurt was my feelings. Speaking of hurt, I got the email from work, and they asked me, please, while you're in Nashville, do not throw any chairs off the roof, and I said, no, that's not me. That's not me at all. What do we have for news? And then I want to break down, talk a little bit about yesterday's ATI Pro Media Premium. And I want to talk about how that pertains to you today for Cow Guy Close.
Yep, let's do it. Like you said, light news day, but we did have a flash sale. Private exporters reported sales of 124,000 metric tons soybeans delivered to unknown destinations. So good to see. We'll take it. Don't know where they're going, but we love to see the flash sales.
They're right leaving here. They're leaving here, baby.
And then other news, right? We'll be going Thursday. We've got the April WASDE report. It kind of tends to get forgotten about, right? We have that big March intentions, and now we're in the planning progress. You know, is this crop going to grow in the ground? What are the conditions? So historically, it's not a big report, but we'll make sure we're paying attention to it. They can always throw curveballs, and we also have CONAB releasing stuff. I think, don't quote me on this, Tommy, but I think CONAB will be in the morning. And then we'll have the USDA report out at 11 Thursday.
Maybe we can grab Cesar or Brian Bastien before that and release some premium content on that. No one's going to know more than Cesar. Of course, Brian or Dr. Larry or anyone from our research department. Are we putting together the dream team for the live release? Is that going to happen? B. Huck, you in the green room. Are we putting together the team for the release?
I'm in if you are, Tommy. Sounds like a great idea. I love doing it. I love digesting the reports live, so. I'm in if you're busy, because you're in Nashville all week, right, Tommy?
Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And yeah, it's fun. It's, I have to tell you, Connor, what an honor it is to work with you and a pleasure to have you as a coworker. But it's, you know, they say luck is when opportunity meets with preparedness. And I understand you were prepared and someone canceled today on Cow Guy Close and you are the C block. You want to talk a little bit about what you're going to talk about on the C block today?
Well, I think I have a pretty good person interviewing him. I know him pretty well, but I think we're just going to have a conversation, Tommy, about what's the next 150 days and What's the value of getting a plan in place now? Yeah, there it is. Look at the eclipse glasses. Rick, you don't
miss. Who did that? Who did that? Cat, Rick, who? Doggone it. Is nobody watching these things? What's going on? Yeah.
So it's just the next 150 days of corn, right? We'll talk a little bit. Seasonality is going to be the big buzzword, right? Well, it's very easy. Sell seasonally when it's going to be the highest, right? May and June. Only problem is that's when emotion kicks in too. So the value of having a place or having a plan in place now is super important. I think that's what we're going to talk about.
That sounds good. So Connor Bridgman will be on what we call the C block. That'll be me. I am a little nervous, but not really too nervous. What could go wrong in front of 30,000 people? No pressure, Connor. No pressure. And, but I was telling the head people over there, they're like, how comfortable will he be? I go, this guy spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours doing this with me. He's got to do it for 4 minutes. So this, our only problem will be that we run out of time. And hopefully we get a chance to talk. Speaking of talking, don't forget to tune in. Looks like we have it ready. USDA report, April 11th. That's in there. Looks like the dream team's together. I am the handsome guy in the middle. B. Huck over there, smiling because he had a wheat crop, and Connor in front of 300 bushel corn. All right. So yesterday's content was the next 150 days corn. What to expect. Of course, we have a lot of old crop. And if you need a copy of that, click like and subscribe, www.atipromedia.com. Subscribe, $30 a month, a dollar a day. You'll get to re-see that episode live on TV today with a fresh spin with Connor B. Of course, we're always up for questions, comments, everything else.
Yep.
I'm in the hotel room. I can see Bloomberg over here. Just an overall quiet day. We're seeing some strength in the cattle. Do we have any other news or headlines we need to break down?
The only one I have, and it'll be a little bit of a deeper dive, so if we got something else, cut me off, Tommy. But planning progress is out again, right? Every week we're going to start seeing this. And so we are rip-roaring along. Corn, 3% planted. Spring wheat, 3% planted. They were expecting around 4. So we'll keep moving right along. I got some maps to show that, too. We can look at state-by-state where we are corn planted. But other than that, if you're ready to deep dive into that, Tommy.
Yeah, let's do it. That's all good. Short show today, and let's get ready to do our – what do we have here?
Yeah, this is just corn percented percentage corn planted by state. And so when I see, you know, when we first get chugging along, right, we were 3% planted this week. Last week we were 2%. We're still early, but it's fun to look at, right? Obviously, the southern states are where we're seeing the progress. But guess what? Illinois, Tommy, this surprised me. We're 2% planted in Illinois. So if you planted corn in Illinois, let us know. I want to know where it is, north, south, right? I haven't heard anything material being planted. And then Missouri, Kansas, right? Brady, they are getting it after they're 4% planted. And then you go a little bit north, right? We haven't got anything done. We're still early to the ball game.
Yeah. Any other headlines, news, anything on this PowerPoint you want to talk about?
Oh, we got soybeans looking at it. Same factor, right? We're still real early on soybeans. The one thing I was going to look at, and I'll keep this brief, Tommy, but just looking at winter wheat conditions, it's kind of, you know, 56% this week, same as last week, right? We didn't see any material change. And I think the market's kind of reacted accordingly. We got wheat down 6, opened much lower. We opened down close to 10 or 11. Soybeans taken on the chin as well, down 7, corn down 2. But anyway, the one thing to remember is, look at the conditions last year, right? If we're 56% good to excellent winter wheat conditions last year, we were 27%. Brady and the guys in Kansas, right at 50% good to excellent, right? I know they'd like better, but last year, 13% good to excellent in Kansas, right? They were still dealing with those drought conditions. So winter wheat crop, long way to go, but much better than it was last year, Tommy.
Yeah, wheat's a tricky one because when we have too much, we just have too much. And when we have too much wheat, other countries tend to have too much wheat, and we'll see widening spreads and whatnot. One interesting thing about working in advanced trading is how our commercial department looks at numbers and says, okay, we're getting in that cycle where we're starting to have too much, we're growing a better crop. And I would imagine when we talk about merchandising magic later on premium content this week with those guys, they'll talk about how they're making room for space there. I was explaining to a friend who doesn't quite understand how grain flows that, sure, maybe corn market in Ohio is 40, 50 under, and maybe out by Brady is, I see him in the green room, Brady, is corn 50 over or even more? Say yes. Yeah, higher. Okay, higher. So even higher. And if you load that corn from Ohio and get it to Dodge City, Kansas, it's probably going to gobble up all that money, and that's how grain flows. All right, couple things. In all seriousness, that was pretty cool to see Purdue make it. Disappointed they didn't win, but also they got beat by a better team. That was really obvious. What do you think about that?
I watched that UConn team go on a 30-0 run on a team that I thought was pretty good. So UConn, I've heard the comparison. They were like a buzzsaw, right? Purdue was a great team, but they would have had to been absolutely perfect to play with them. So good game. Heck of a run for Purdue fans. They definitely made me eat their words. So I'll be nice and respectful, right? Tell your dad they made a heck of a run. I already told Joe, right? He was a little sad this morning. I had to cheer him up. He took it hard. But yeah, that UConn team, UConn's now a blue blood, Tommy. They have more national championship wins than Duke. So, yeah, new era in UConn basketball, that's for sure.
That coach is really intense. I wish some of my coworkers were as intense as him. That'd be awesome. That'd be really cool. Hey, also, you went and saw the eclipse yesterday. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I went just a little bit south of me. Went down and saw it so I could see it in totality. So it was pretty cool, right? I had about 3-4 minutes of full totality. So it creeps up on you. The temperature just starts dropping. Suddenly you don't need sunglasses anymore. And you look up and it's like a dusk. You know, it's light over here, and completely dark where you are. So pretty neat thing. I don't think I'll get to see it again probably in my lifetime unless I'm going to be in Canada in 2045 or something. So.
Yeah, close enough. Did you hear any animals or anything? I hear nature changes, like everything gets, were you out in the country or more in a parking lot?
No, out in the country. The only thing I noticed where we were was the birds. The birds just immediately started chirping as it went. So other than that, I didn't notice anything crazy with animals.
Well, good stuff. All right, short show. Not every day is action pack. Happy to see cattle creeping back up. Disappointed to see grains go down. Of course, if you want to catch myself, let's talk about Cowguy Clothes again one more time. I will be on Cowguy Clothes, RFD TV. You can watch it live. You can watch it streaming. You can catch the segments on X. On the A block, we'll have Seth Denson. We're going to talk about interest rates, and they talk about interest rates on the show a lot. So do we, but they're not going down, and we're going to digest those Jamie Dimon comments. We're going to have Craig Bolonos on. He's a money manager from Northwest suburbs of Chicago, and we're going to talk about what a correction in the markets looks like. Like, how do you get your clients ready to know stocks go from the bottom left to the top right, but they can go down? In our world of commodities, we're always trying to warn people they can go down. On the C block is none other than Connor Bridgman, Assumption, Illinois, and we're going to talk about the next 150 days of corn and how to manage space before you plant the first seed. You better know how all the seeds are going to end up. How's that sound, my friend?
Sounds great. Can't wait.
You're going to kick butt. You're going to kick butt. I won't say anything about Illinois basketball on live TV to you. I promise. Hey, you know, like Bart Simpson, where he writes those things on the board and he's like, I won't do this. All right. How do people get a hold of us, my friend?
Give us a call, 855-737-FARM. Send us an email. Feel free, comment on the show. If you've got corn in the ground, send us a comment, send us an email. I'd love to see where it is or how you feel about the conditions, about that early planted stuff. With that, let's get to work, Tommy. I'll talk to you this afternoon.
Sounds good, buddy. See ya.
Thanks for joining us. We're here every day, 9 a.m. Central. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you next time.